message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I want to welcome you to the presence of God tonight. And I pray that your coming tonight will birth a transformation in your life in the name of Jesus. Can I hear a better amen? Hallelujah. What you need from God is direction. What God wants from you is plan. God wants you to plan. While you do that, He will now direct you. In contemporary English version, look at what He says. He said, we make our plans, but the Lord decides where we will go. We make our plan. So plan is so important. So tonight, we're going to look at dimensions of planning. Dimensions of planning. And we're going to look, if time will permit us, four of those dimensions. Number one is personal planning. So we have seen in the scripture that God wants us to plan. He wants us to plan. So we're going to look at dimensions where we need to plan as time will permit us. Number one is personal planning. And when I say personal planning, this has to do with you. It has to do with you. It is something about your future within the appropriate time frame. This personal planning has nothing to do with your parents. It has nothing to do with the economy. It has nothing to do with your friend. It's a personal planning for your own personal future, for your own personal life. Personal one. This is a plan you sit down and make. And this plan can either be long time or can be short time. And you are to do both. Have a long time plan and have a short time plan. You can decide to do it for 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, or 50 years of your life, which is long time. You just have to do it. This is very, very, very important. The future, you see, the reason many waste the future is because there is no planning. And planning is a product of personal discipline. When you discipline your mind, there is a need for discipline of mind to plan your life. You plan your day, you plan your week, you plan your month, and you plan the year. And please, don't get me wrong. When I say planning, I'm not talking about New Year resolution. New Year resolution is good. But I'm talking about what you will do with your life. I'm talking of your future. I'm talking of your future. Planning is so important. And there are three things I'm going to talk. There are, among other, three things you need to plan for in your life as far as personal planning is concerned. Number one is your finances. Your finances. You have to plan your finances. Money is important for the fulfillment of destiny. And money is important to live good. Money is important to live well. My Bible tells me that money answers how many things? All things. I agree with you. I agree with you. I know you are a Bible scholar. I agree with you that money is not everything. I agree with you also that money is not the most important. But I dare to tell you that money affects everything. And I'm there to tell you that money affects everything that is important. Money affects everything that is important. And no, you know what? God wants you to have it in excess. But He asks you to give. A poor man cannot give. What Jesus, what Bible tells us is to give to the poor. Praise the Lord. He said, you should do what? Give to the poor. He didn't say poor, so give to the poor. God will be unjust to tell the poor to give to the poor. So it is the rich that give to the poor. So He expects you to be rich, and He has made you rich already. Somebody say amen to that. So you have to, and there are three things you need to do when it comes to finances. You have to plan on how to make money. How will I make this money? How will I, that in your plan, you say, okay, how will I make me this money? Is that doing a good job in business or where? And not in a righteous way. How will I make it? And number two, or B, under finances, is how to manage your money. For a money not well managed will disappear in a jiffy. It's just a matter of time. You see, money is actually currency. And in physics, I'm not a physics student, but I was able to understand that currency is movement. So that's the reason why some people have money today and tomorrow they don't have money. You know why? Because money is currency. It flows. Praise the Lord. It flows. It takes those who have the required wisdom to know how to keep it. If not, it will flow. Number C is how to multiply it. How will I multiply this money? And you can multiply it by investing it. Hallelujah. And then number two area in personal planning is to plan for your career. What kind of career will you do in your life? What kind of career or business if you want to go into business? You have to do it. Make up your mind. This is the career I'm going to pursue. And how do you see yourself in that career? And what are the things to do to attain that apex of that career? Don't just be numbered among those who are in that field. Be exception. Be exceptional. Be single out. Be when they look up, you should be the one. Let me tell you, do you know that there are some people? All of us are, what is the common thing we eat? Let's say rice or beans. You know that some people, when they say and they bring out analysis, they do their research, whether right or wrong. If they say, oh, there is something poisonous in rice from today, don't eat rice again. Within 24 hours, I said, within 24 hours, the whole news will go and travel through the world. And I can tell you, people will begin to stop eating rice or beans. There are some people who have attained that apex. I remember it happened some years ago. A man who has the money and wants to launch it to the market, and he does so. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you a story about Bill Gates. Probably you might not hear it. Bill Gates, when he was producing, manufacturing his software window, there was a company who was manufacturing, a OS. And it was known. But this guy is a young guy, and it's about to penetrate the market. All right? So for him to penetrate the market, he needs to do something about it. All right? So he has a couple of lawyers, and they want to take a decision. And he knows that if he takes this decision, it's going to be result into a lawsuit. And then when they go to court, he's going to be liable, he's going to pay for that actions. And he was ready for that. Praise the Lord. He was ready for that. All right? So what do they do? They went into those who manufacture, system, computer, and they told them the bargain so that make it compulsory that every computer you produce is powered by Windows. And then they signed the deal. You know what? They went after them, and they result to a lawsuit, and that lasts for how many of them got there was money to drag the case. And they drag it, and his goal then was that by the time we will drag this thing and drag it, I will have at least 75% of the market share. You know what? They achieved it. They lost the case, and he paid so heavily. But even when he paid, at the time he paid, he has already has the 70% of the market share. Praise the Lord. I'm talking of money. Money. If you don't have money, you can't do that. Because you already know that this thing is illegal issues. And he did it. Today, the guy is a millionaire, billionaire. He's a trillionaire. He's mega blessed. Praise the Lord. Mega blessed. Mega blessed. That blessing is coming on you in Jesus' name. You see, the people of this world know how to maneuver their way. The people of the kingdom should also, because we have an extraordinary strategist, which is the Holy Ghost, that teaches us what to do. We can't remain on the floor. So you have to, in your career, you have to, this is the where I want to go. So I will attain. Don't be numbered among, there are people up there who dictate. If, for example, you're an accountant, there are some bodies that are in the body, in the accounting body, there are some people who, when they speak, everybody will twirly. So who says that you can't get there? Make up your mind to get there. It is very, very important. It is very, very easy for a president or for anybody in the position of authority to make change that somebody than a local government counselor. Because you see, when you are there, you can effect change. And that is where God wants to take you, to the apex. So when you want to choose a career path, from the onset, determine that you are going to get to the peak and make plan for it. Be disciplined enough to follow your course. And I see God taking you there in the name of Jesus. Number three under personal planning is plan for impact or influence. What kind of impact do you want to make in your world? What kind of influence do you want to, when they mention your name, what influence, what impact will be ascribed to your name? When you meet somebody, by the time you depart, what influence do you want to leave on that person's life? When you step into an organization and you work there, even if it's just 1 month, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, by the time you go, what impact do you want to leave behind? Even if you date a lady and at the end of the day, you guys end up not marrying each other, what impact do you want to leave in her life? Will the lady remember you and begin to curse you? Or we leave, or I'm beginning to curse, or we still remember, and we say, oh, thank God I met a man called John. Because when I met John, John bring directions to my way. Praise the Lord. Oh, okay, you are thinking of John the Baptist, right? Praise the Lord. What impact do you want to make in this world? You see, one, people will remember you for two things. People will remember you for either the problem you create or the problem you solve. So I'm talking to problem solver now. So what are the problems you want to solve? What are the problems you want to solve? Okay, the situation in your family is not palatable. You met it like that. What do you want to do with it? Or are you waiting for? Are you waiting till when dad passed away and you inherited his hard-earned money and inherited his pension and the three-bedroom flat that the man managed to build so that you will inherit it and make it yours? Hi. Praise the Lord. You don't have to depend on the wealth of others for you to make it. Say, if your parents have wealth to live for you, praise God. I mean, that is a good leverage. That is a good start for you. But if they don't have, praise God. Move on with your life and create your own. Create your own. If you go home and your dad says, son, I'm not giving you my car. You are not taking my car out. Don't be offended. Don't say that you did not like me. Yes, he didn't like you. Go and buy your own. Go and buy your own. He bought a car with his own money. He bought it with his own money. Buy your own. It's a privilege that you are driving his car. In fact, for giving you a lift to church, it's even a privilege. You should be thanking. Ah, daddy, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. You will be thanking God. Don't you know that there are some people who are manufacturing that car? There are some people who are manufacturing it. Who says you can manufacture your own? At least, we have our own in Nigeria that we are manufacturing now. At least, thank God for him. Hallelujah. So, if you say, oh, it's for Western and that produces, thank God that is in Nigeria that is doing it. So, you can do your own. I'm saying, have a plan for positive impact. Have positive influence on people. No matter the career choice you make, have impact. Make impact. Make remarkable impact. You know, while I was doing my IT, there is a guy I will never forget. You know, I did my IT in the hospital, and I said, this doctor, a young doctor who came for intensive in that hospital, and there they train, they train you to become a specialist. All right, so there, this guy, of course, when you see him, you know that he's not sovereign. And they will pay him. They will pay him at the end of the month. But you see, by privilege, I was close to both the accountant and the auditor, and I have few of my friends who are in accounting department. So at the end of the month, this guy will come to the accounting department and ask, oh, how much am I owing? You know what he does? Every person that comes to him for medical treatment, if he observed that they don't have money, he will tell them, he will give instruction that, oh, I will pay. So remove it from my salary. He will do it to the extent that we will spend his salary. So at the end of the month, he used to use money to pay for the debt. Like, he's been doing it again and again and again and again and again. I was like, what kind of human being is this? Fine, God blesses him. I think when he told me, I actually served in the where he came from. When he mentioned his father, the name rings. It rings bell. So I know it's... you see, by the time he was leaving, oh my goodness. By the time he was leaving and they were doing... I can't remember any doctor who came for intensive that he do sent us party for except him. When the guy was leaving, my goodness, come and see how people are. You know that this guy he left a remarkable impact. A remarkable impact in the life of people in that hospital. In the life. Make up your mind. This is the impact I'm going to make in the life of others. What are the benefits of personal planning? Number one benefit is that personal planning brings order to a person's life. When you have a plan, it brings order into your life. There will be no issue of disorderliness. There will be no issue of jack of all trades. There will be no issue of knowing not what to do. Number two, personal planning make a person avoid time wastage. When you have a plan for the next 1 hour of your life, you can't avoid for anybody to waste your time. Number three, personal planning make us achieve more results. When we have personal plan, it makes us to achieve more results. Makes us to have more results. For example, if you're a student, you can plan the grade you want to have, and then you have good results for that. And lastly, personal planning saves us from embarrassment. When you plan for your finances, it saves you from embarrassment from creditor. It saves you from embarrassment of landlord issue. Because if you cannot pay rent, the landlord will come and ask for his money. And please don't be mad at landlord that increases his rent. If you can pay it, pay. If you cannot pay it, instead of owing, leave his house. Praise the Lord. If you cannot pay, leave what? Leave his house and go and look for the one you can pay. Don't say that landlord is wicked. Oh, how will he take my house rent from 100,000 to 50,000? Wow, he's a wicked man. That is his house. And that is his business. If you best, pata pata, go and build your own. Praise the Lord. Leave him. And please, please, don't bring his issues to church and be praying and be binding and be binding and be losing. Every landlord you buy, I lose them in the name of Jesus. Stop binding your landlord. It's a sin. Don't say, God. Don't say, God, I bind that. If we also go to church, Lord, I ban my tenant. You see, if you cannot avoid to pay for 150,000 rent, you can still get 80,000 rent. Move there. After all, you are not going to end your life in that house. If you cannot avoid a flat, there is no need for, I mean, getting the flat. Go and get self-contained. Stay there. After a while, God will bless you. You will move out of that place. Apart from there, you can build your own house. You just need to be focused and plan for what you can avoid in order to save yourself from embarrassment. Number two dimension of planning is plan for your family. Plan for your family. Plan for your family. It is not too early and it is not too late for you to start planning for your family. The question to ask is, what kind of family do I want to have? What kind of marriage do I want to have? Start planning for your family. See, one of the things I find out is that many people plan for wedding, but they don't plan for their marriage. As a matter of fact, you know, on the average, people plan for 25 years for their career. You know, from the day you were born, primary school, secondary school, to university, 4-year university, service. You know, God bless you. Immediately you finish your service, you get a job, and you also get married. So that is 25 years planning for a career. And this career, and your prayer is that, Lord, I want to have to work with the federal government. And God answers your prayers. He grants you federal appointment. In that federal appointment, you will work there for 35 years. Either you are 35 years, they will. By the time you are 35 years in service, they will retire you. And by the time you are 60 years in service, they will give you compulsory retirement. It is by law. Praise the Lord. All right? So people use the first 25 years of their life to plan for a career that they will practice for 35 years of their life. Let's say, for instance, God has planned that you live for 100 years, 120 years. Let's even say 100 years. All right? So you use 25 years to plan for a career you will practice for 35 years. So have 25 plus 35. That is what? That's 60 years. So you still have 40 years. And remember that you married immediately after your service. God, you know, answer your prayer. You get a job. God, answer your prayer. So have 35 plus that 40. How many years is that? That's 75 years. All right. So that means that you are going to stay in marriage for 75 years. And then you plan for a career, 25 years of your life to plan for a career. My question is this. How many years did you plan for the marriage that you will stay for the next 75 years of your life? Terribly, our school system did not plan to have a plan for our marriage. The only thing they plan you for is to be a good cook. Praise the Lord. The only thing, maybe you go to school and you study hotel and catering or hospitality. So they plan you, they prepare you to be a good cook. Hallelujah. And you know what? Being a good cook is not what guaranteed having a glorious marriage. You know why? Because even if the man is a glutton, there are many good food outside. You are good in making Nigerian food. There are Chinese food outside. Praise the Lord. So if the man lack good food, he can get it outside. And in case you are you made up your, I'm going to give my partner the best sex I can ever give. Good. Thumbs up for you. That is okay. But you know what? Giving your spouse a good sex is not a yardstick for a glorious marriage. You know why? There are many people who are ready to give it for free. There are many who are even offering it for money. Praise the Lord. And there are many who are offering it for food. So say, God bless me. I have many babies inside of me. I'm going to give my, you know, spouse, male child, and a female child. I'm going to give as many as you want. Thank God. Thanks us for you. That's very good. But you know what? There are many outside who are ready. So even say, don't worry, just don't take care of the baby, I will take care. Just come and get me pregnant. There are many of them outside. And there are many who are doing it for money. They have license. They call them surrogacy. They have license. They will help the man to carry baby and deliver. At the end of the day, they give you a baby. Give me my money. Shikena. You know? So you don't resign from being a good cook. You don't resign on giving your husband a good sex. You don't rely on giving child or children to your husband in order to be a good wife or a good spouse. You are building on a faulty foundation. You know what? The Bible tells us, it says, husband, love your wife. That is commandment. It says, wife, respect your husband. So if I'm a smart guy, your plan is that I want to be a loving husband. And if you're a lady, your plan is to be, I want to be a loving husband. Because Bible says, man, love your husband. Husband, love your wife. So God has commanded a man to man. So this is a man that made up his mind to love. All right? So make up your mind to be lovable. So that if a man who is ready to lavish love on somebody meets somebody who is ready to be loved, comes together, what will happen? You can see enjoyment, peace, glory. And that is the kind of husband you will have in Jesus' name. So make up your mind to be lovable. Make up your mind to be loving. That is the plan you should have. All right? So you have to plan for your family. You need to plan for, there are some important areas you need to plan. Number one is that you need to plan for the numbers of children that you will have. Please, I want to beg you, my brother and sister, you need to liberate yourself for societal pressure. Liberate yourself for societal pressure. You know, sometimes ago, a songwriter sang a song. Say, "Kusogbon to leda, kusiwa to lewu, kusona to lewa, to levi tae loru." And then there is a story of a man, his wife, his son, and his donkey. You know the story? All right. At the end of the day, at every junction that the man tried to please his complainer, you meet another complainer. That means that there is nothing you can do that you will satisfy people. And that is why you need to have a plan. For example, if your plan, you have an agreement with your husband that we are giving birth to two children, and that is your plan, stick with it. After two children, don't allow it. You will not, Nibo. And please, if God gave you female children, or he gave you male children, there will be pressure from people that say, won't you give birth to a male child? You just want to have female? Or you don't want to buy for me, you will not have for me. So set up pressure. If it is your plan, and it is the agreement between you and your husband, what is wrong with it? And please, ladies, if you want to, you know, wedding is very, very good. But you see, I find out that wedding is a cultural thing. And God honor wedding on the basis of culture. I don't have time to defend my points, but wedding is a cultural thing. So don't put yourself under pressure of getting an expensive wedding gown for your wedding to be glorious. It is one of the societal pressure. As a matter of fact, you see, people don't use wedding gown in a time past. In fact, the idea of putting on a wedding gown, a white wedding, generally, actually came in the 19th century, in the 1840, to be precise, on the 10th of February, 1840, that was about 179 years ago, by Queen Victoria of England. She wasn't even the first person to have a white wedding, but she was the one that made it popular. And the reason why it was popular was because her designer, the one who designed the gown, was actually, he was the head of Government School of Art and Design. So the man is an artist, and then now he's a Royal College of Art now, the Royal College of Art in London. That was it. Then it was Government School of Art and Design. All right? So, and because the man is an artist, who was the head of the school, and is training his students on heart. So the wedding gown, they have to do it and place it and make it so open to people. So people are looking to it. And because the lady, Queen Victoria, was a queen, and the wedding was, you know, she actually married her cousin, Prince Albert. And because it was highly influential people who are doing the wedding, people began to buy into it. And that was how the idea of wedding gown creeped in. into the world. If we don't do wedding, if we don't have white wedding, God doesn't have problem with that. God does not have, so it is a Western culture. It's not God's culture. Do you hear what I'm saying? Even church wedding, it's not God that commanded it. If your wedding is going to be done in parlor, do it and move on. It's still wedding. God honored it. So far you can pay bride price. God honors it. The miracle in wedding is not the gown. The miracle in wedding is not the elaborate reception. The miracle is wedding is two that becomes one. Shekinah. Hallelujah. So if you don't have money to throw an elaborate party, to throw a royal wedding, God is not mad at you. Am I against white wedding? Of course not. Of course not. I did it. You understand? But if I have my way, even when I did it modestly, and I thank God for that. If I have my way, I will do it in parlor. I'm telling you sincerely. I will do it in parlor. I told my wife, I said, one thing you can be sure of, that people that will come with me will not be more than 20. I said, I have control over people that will come. The only area I don't have control over is my dad. But I'm going to talk to him. That, sir, big people that will follow you. You see, my cousin got married in London. In America, when he got married, people that came, they were by invitation. There are just 10 people. And those 10, when you come for the wedding, the first glass is free. The first glass of drink is free. If you want to take another one, you will pay. You will pay. Praise the Lord. Liberate yourself from societal pressure. Liberate yourself from societal pressure. Praise the Lord. Number three. My time is gone. Let's rise up for prayers. Rise up for prayers. Rise up for prayer. Did you gain anything? All right, stand up and pray. Hallelujah. Can you just open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord for the word of God that you hear tonight? Open your mouth and give God the glory. Thank him and give him praise. Thank him and give him glory. Bless his holy name. Say, Father, I thank you. Lord, we appreciate your name. You are worthy of our praise. For in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Before we pray, we are going to pray concerning our future. If there is one person or two here that want to give his or her life to Christ, I'm telling you, you cannot fulfill your destiny and that glorious future without God. You can't. You can't. You need God. You need to be saved. If there is one person in this place that want to be honest with God, that, Lord, I want to come back to you, can you raise your hands while I lead you in prayers? Maybe you miss it. You wrong God. You heard in one area or the other. You want to go back to God. Can I see your hands up? Can I see your hands up? Hallelujah. In the absence of none, can you just pray to God now? And say, Father. Say after me. Say, Father. Say, Father. Say, Father. I can't hear your voice. Say, Father, my life is in your hands. Lead me in the path you ordained for me. Can you quickly say it to God again? Say, Father, my life is in your hands. Lead me in the path you ordained for my life. Open your mouth right now and say it to God. Just say it to God. Lord, lead me in the path that you ordained for me in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rabakashakatabaya denemo shagada. Lando brahim kodish karabo shalaba. Lead us to God in the plans you have for our life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Rababa shakata labayamba labo shakari. Lakwatayabo shakata. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. There's a song we used to sing. Say, colorful and it's bright, I must get there. Colorful and it's bright, I must get there. My future is bright, I must get there. Oh, my future is bright, I must get there. Colorful and it's bright, I must get there.
colorful and it's bright. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. Colorful, colorful and it's bright. I must get there. Colorful and it's bright. I must get there. My future is bright.
I must get there.
I need to go pray. Say, Father. Say, Father, that glorious future you have for me, we are set sealed. Open your mouth and praise, oh God. Open your mouth and praise, oh God. Brother and sister, this is a time of prayers. This is a time of prayers. Rebakasata bayabalando robo shagara. Irebo bakatande lebo zuzele kwatabayanede. Rabakataya rabashekete. Embro basom pregete mosubraya. Regekepo basando braya. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that glorious future that you have for me, I will get there. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, Father, I refuse to accept. Say, I refuse to accept. I can't hear your voice. Say, Father, I refuse to accept less than what you have for me. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. I refuse to accept less than what you have for me. In the name of Jesus, I refuse to accept what you have for me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I refuse to accept what you less than what you have for me. In the name of Jesus, my destiny shall not be sustained. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. Devil knows how to maneuver people's destiny, change people's destiny. It specializes in it. And you are going to pray this prayer. Say, my Father, my Father. Again, say, my Father, my Father. Every power ascribed to change my destiny. Oh God, let them be destroyed. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. Every power, oh Marebo Shakata, assigned to change my destiny from great to bad. Lord, let those power be destroyed. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Ramakata Yendoro Shakata. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I trust you love yourself more than this. Brother and sister, I need you to pray for your future. This is your life you are talking about. This is your life we are talking about. This is your life we are talking about. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can you hold your friend and you're going to pray for your friend? Just two by two. Hallelujah. Can you talk to your friend? Say, please pray for me. Begging or high again. Say, please pray for me. All right. Are you ready to pray for your friend right now? If your friend is not praying for you, tickle the person. Ah, pray for me. If you open your eyes, you are permitted to open your mind once in a while. If you tell you, please pray for me because I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. Oh yeah, are you ready to pray? Are you ready to pray? Say, my Father. Say, my Father. Every power maneuvering the destiny of my friend. In the name of Jesus, let them catch fire. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. La kota ya na ba shakata, la roma shakata ya. Hey, kwa kata. Go ahead and pray for him. Go ahead and pray for her. Rakakata, lero shakata, marobosha, elebo sepre, iradoja. Brako malamo shakata. In Jesus, mighty name. We are praying. Say, oh Lord, I pray for my friend. Every wrong influence, every wrong hand upon our destiny be destroyed by fire. Open your mouth and turn into prayers. Rakata nana mashakata, ramala basagala baya, ramala baya 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 baya, ikwa, rakata ya. Every wrong influence and every wrong hand upon the destiny of my people. In the name of Jesus, be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. Be destroyed by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, my Father. Say, my Father. By your power, I pray for my friend that you will not accept the destiny of the devil. You will not run another person's program. You will not pursue another person's plan. You will not pursue another person's agenda. You will fulfill your destiny. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Irapakaye, irakataye. I pray for you. You will not accept another person's destiny. You will not run another person's programs. You will not fulfill another person's destinies. Ragade mademolo shitori maya. Elo manabayando robo shakata. Inaloza, ilaloza, ilaloza, ilaloza. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I say, in Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. I have an encounter with a man sometimes ago, and the wife talking. He said, what pains me about my life is that I've wasted my life for sweet saddle. And on the spot, you know, I don't easily cry. On the spot, tear was coming from my eyes. Oh, I was so young that time. So he was talking to us, actually. There were three of us. And he was speaking to us. He said, friend, I don't want you. I don't want, you know, I was about to move in the wrong direction that time. I was actually chasing our daughter. All right? I was actually chasing our daughter. And the man called me and called our daughter and my friend. So every now and then, he will be seeing us, you know, around the corner of the house. And the man knows me very well. You know, and one day he calls me. He said, Ebenezer, get out of that corner, come. So I was there. And my friend, all right? And he called our daughter. He said, this is the lady you... Praise the Lord. That this is the lady you came for. That a time will come that you will not have to be, you know, staying in the corner for any lady. So that is the time I want you to see. Praise the Lord. So when in this time, say, I will be the one to bring her out for you. You know, so he said, I don't want her to end up like me. So I wasted my life for seeing shadow. On the spot, I was weeping. It was a very long, lengthy discussion, and I was crying. I want to pray for your friend. I want to pray for your friend. And you are going to pray. If the friend is not praying for you, you have my liberty. Remove your hand and convert that prayer only to yourself. And you are going to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, call it with power. Say, in the name of Jesus, you will not pursue saddle as far as your destiny is concerned. Open your mouth and start your prayers. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Ragaba shakata. You will not pursue shadow. You will not waste your time. You will not waste your resources. You will not waste your energy. You will not waste your money. You will not waste your time. Yeah, you will not waste your strength. You will not pursue wrong course. You will not study wrong course. You will not marry wrong wife. You will not marry wrong husband. In the name of Jesus, you will not stay in a wrong town. You will not stay in a wrong house. In the name of Jesus, you will not pursue shadow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I refuse to pursue shadow. In the name of the Lord Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now release your hand, and you will place your hand on your head and say, my destiny. Say, my destiny. I can't hear you. Say, my destiny. Again, say, my destiny. I want all the ladies in the house to shout it. Say, my destiny. Okay, let all the men in the house shout it. Say, my destiny. Everybody shouting, say, my destiny. You must not remain in the grave. Come to live now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Lord, you will cover my destiny. Rebo Shataya. Come to live night. Manifest. Manifest. Derosha. In the name of Jesus. I thought you are praying for yourself.
In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.